Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Brachais, Perik Dalid, Mischne Hey. Hoi, Rechav Alechamar, this person is riding on a donkey, and it came time to daven. Of course, the best thing to do is to get off the donkey and to daven. Peace of mind, where you're supposed to. He's really not allowed to daven sitting on the donkey. Rather, Yei really should come down. Daven Shmon Esrei. Vim Eina Yachal Leirid. Let's say it's just impossible for him to get off the donkey and to daven with the proper peace of mind. Then he can daven sitting down, but he should stop the donkey from going. And Yachzir es Panav, he should turn his face to the Mekaymus HaKadoshim, like any person that's davening Shmon Esrei. Right? We turn to Mizrach, toward the Beis HaMikdash. V'meini Yachal, and if he can't even Lahachzir es Panav, if he can't even turn around while he's sitting on the donkey, so he doesn't have to be Makbet on this. Rather, Yechavin es Liba, he should be Mechavin his heart, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like anyone that's davening. Okay, let's understand a couple of things here. Shmon Esrei is supposed to be standing. The Kehanim stood when they did the Avaida. And our Shmon Esrei is connected to Karbonis. When you're in Chutz Laretz, your heart is to be toward Eretz Yisrael. Toward Eretz Yisrael, toward Yerushalayim, toward the Beis HaMikdash. And you're supposed to turn in that direction. So we turn to Mizrach. But if you're in the north of Eretz Yisrael, you daven south, because the Beis HaMikdash is south of you. Now, our friend over here on the donkey. So we start out by saying, get off the donkey and daven a good Shmon Esrei. This is assuming that he has someone over there to watch his donkey. But let's say he doesn't have anyone to watch his donkey. So he could get off and hold on to the donkey himself. But you can imagine how much kavanah you have in Shmon Esrei standing there holding on to a donkey. So he's better off just sitting on the donkey. But even if he's sitting on the donkey, that doesn't take away the other chiyuvim in davening, like turning towards the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say he can't even do that. Let's say he's riding with a bunch of people and they're heading in a different direction. He's going to turn toward them. They're going to keep going in the other direction. He's going to be left alone and they don't want to wait for him. So he can continue to daven riding along without turning in that direction. But in his heart, he has to be mechamen keneged HaKadosh HaKadoshim, because the main thing is where your heart is. There's a famous vart from the Satmar Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that if someone's on a donkey and he's mechavin his heart to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you can be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and think about a donkey, then you're in a donkey. L'maisa says the Batanura that the halach is not like this Mishnah. And that's a chiddush, because usually the halach is like a Stam Mishnah, where there's no name mentioned in a Mishnah. Usually the halach is like that Mishnah, but every rule has an exception. L'halacha, even if you have someone to hold on to the donkey for you, you don't have to come down. Because we understand if he has to get off the donkey, he won't be able to focus properly on his Shmon Esrei. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh in the Beraisa. But he should still be mechaven es libay keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this may be a good place to remind ourselves that Shmon Esrei is supposed to be standing and not supposed to lean on anything. Some say leaning means you're leaning so hard that if, let's say, you're leaning on a chair and suddenly the chair would disappear, you would come crashing to the ground. But some are machmer with any kind of leaning. During Shmon Esrei, you're supposed to be standing. But b'di'eved, if someone davens Shmon Esrei even sitting, he does not have to daven again.